旧约。
Before Jesus, the covenant that would existed was the Old Testament.
如果我们活在旧约，你会觉得啊，拜神很麻烦，很辛苦。
If you live in the Old Testament, you must have felt that worshiping God was a great inconvenience.
他旧约常常用一种外在的方法来告诉你。那个属灵啊，在内心应该怎么做
？It was a great difficulty for in the Old Testament we were told what to do externally in order to have some internal related thought.
比如说神要让人知道要过着分别为圣的生活。
For example, if God willed for men to know that they needed to live sanctified lives.
所以旧约穿的衣服呢，那个棉啊跟麻啊就不能够混着织啊，混着织的衣服你就不能穿。
In the Old Testament, a material such as linen and sackcloth could not be weaved together.
那它本身要分别啊。
They needed to be separate.
你一块地不可以撒两样相同的种子，要分别。
In a plot of land, you could not sow two different type of seeds. You needed to segregate them.
这个就是用各种外在的方法来告诉你一些属灵的道理。
So these many external aspects, you were told about spiritual teachings.
告诉你怎么样才叫做洁净。
Telling you what it means to be consecrated or pure.
吃猪肉不洁净。
Eating swine was not allowed.
猪啊，如果你到肯亚去啊，猪啊常常在垃圾啊。捡垃圾吃啊！
If you go to Kenya, you can see the swine picking food out of the garbage dump.
他们是杂食的，他们什么都吃。
They are omnivorous. They eat whatever they find in their way.
所以比较脏。
Because of that, they are less clean.
所以你去这个猪排店没有办法订一个五分熟的猪肉啊。
And therefore, if you go to a place where they serve pork, you cannot order it with a cooking level 5 out of 10.
就是他们叫什么？叫什么 ？Medium。
You cannot order medium rare。
那但是牛肉就可以，它是吃草的。
But you can do so if you order beef because oxen eat grass。
他是教你什么样的动物的肉，它是懂什么样的动物它是洁净的。
The Bible teaches us what animals are considered clean。
那吃草很多，他们可以缓除啊，哈，吃草会缓除。
They graze and they ruminate。
那个脚又昏蹄
and they also split hooves.
这个告诉你，这样的动物我们就可以吃。
We are told that if these conditions are met, we can eat of these
animals. 其实现在很多人哦，他们为了身体的健康，也开始这个他们的饮食习惯开始学习旧约的饮食习惯。
Some people have taken up what the Old Testament records in regards to food safety, and they eat likewise because of health reasons.
当然你也可以选择这样做，但是不是为了宗教的理由。
Of course, you can choose that not for religious purposes per se.
那所以耶稣带来这个一个新的约啊，哈。
Jesus brought a new covenant.
很多旧约的繁文缛节都帮我们啊成全了。
And many of the regulations and statutes in the Old Testament were fulfilled for our sake.
我们来看八章的第六节做代表。
Let us read chapter 8, verse 6 as a representative verse.
八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
希伯来书八章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6.
Paul, 请你读。这边提到说更美的约啊，这个是新的约了。
Mentioned here is a better covenant, which is a new covenant.
这个直到九章二十八节，就是八章九章都在谈耶稣带来一个更好的约。
It goes to chapter 9, verse 28. That is chapter 8, chapter 9 speak about the better covenant that the Lord Jesus Christ brought forth.
那第十章呢，谈到耶稣带来。本身呢就是一个更好的祭物。
Chapter 10 mentions that Jesus Christ himself is a better sacrifice.
在旧约他们要献牛羊。
In the Old Testament, people had to sacrifice bulls and rams.
那耶稣来，使徒约翰看到耶稣说：“看啊，神的羔羊啊，赎去罪人的世人的罪孽。”
When Jesus Christ came, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."
所以耶稣基督就是逾越节的那一只羔羊。
Jesus Christ is that Lamb of the Passover.
所以是一个更美的祭物啊。
Therefore, he is a better sacrifice.
我们来做读几节做代表，看第十章。
Let us read some verses as representation. Let us see chapter 10.
我们来读第八节到第十节。
There will be verses 8 to 10.
十章八节十节。
Chapter 10, verses 8 to 10.
Jessica, 请你读。
Jessica, kindly read.
这边提到第十节提到说耶稣基督只有一次献上自己的身体呢就得到圣洁。
Here, verse 10 mentions that Jesus Christ offered his body once and for all to reach sanctification.
以前你一定要你怎么样除掉自己的罪呢在旧约。
Our sanctification rather, so how would you eliminate your sin in the Old Testament?
把一只羊牵来。
You will bring a ram.
你手按在羊的头上。
You will put your hand on the head of the ram.
这个代表一个生命的交换。
And this represents a life exchange.
那羊就为你被人家杀头被人家这个剥皮被人家切块被人家烧在祭坛上面
The ram of the sheep will be killed, will be slaughtered, skin cut into pieces and offered up in the altar as a burnt offering.
每年都要来一次做这样的动作
Every year this would be the cycle to be repeated.
那耶稣来就耶稣就这一次就好了啦
Jesus did it once and for all and no more.
他就是那只羊为我们献上了
He is that lamb who was sacrificed for us.
所以耶稣是带来更美的祭物
And Jesus then brings us a better sacrifice.
那第十一章就是信心的一个谈到信心的重要
Chapter 11 deals with the importance of faith
在圣经章里面、哦、有几个很有名的就是谈到爱就是你们知道最有名的爱是记得在哪里吗
The Bible deals with the love in many passages Do you know what is the best known passage regarding love in the Bible?
大家都知道对不对
We all know, right?
王弟兄知道对不对
Brother Wang knows, right?
对
First Corinthians chapter 13, correct.
大家都会唱了、
哦、You know how to sing it too.
那最有名谈到信心的就是希伯来书十一章。
The passage that is most famous and deals with faith is Hebrews chapter 11.
这个是谈到每一位信心的伟人。
It mentions every single hero of faith.
那我们既然有一个超越天使、超越摩西更好的一个大祭司更好的一个祭物更好的约给我们带来这么好的一位耶稣基督呢我们怎么样来得到他的恩惠呢
If we have transcendence over angels, Moses, the high priest and new covenant and the sacrifice how can we be partakers of this better blessing?
我们要学古圣徒 有更大的信心
We should model after the great faith of the saints of old
他直接讲述一个非常重要的信息
Very straightforwardlyA message is given to us here.
我们看十一章的第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
哇，我一眼看过去，很多人都认识，名字都
空白。I look about, I recognize the faces, but the name doesn't come up for some reason.
这个哦，不晓得有时候在台下叫了出来，在台上叫不出来。
I can call your name when we are chatting down there, but up here I draw a blank.
少顺。
Brother 少顺。
少顺在哪里
？Where is he？
来，请读十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
好，这不是功课了哦。
This is not really homework.
因为对这一班要越来越慈爱才可以。
Because we are ever so merciful to you again and again each time.
但是如果你还不会背这一节哈、哦、
，But if you I not memorize this verse just yet.
你有空就背一背啦，但是不会抽考，没关系。
If you have time, give it a shot, memorize it. There will be no exam.
因为这节实在是太好了哈。
Because this verse is just too wonderful.
人非有信，不能得神的喜悦啦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前的人必须信有神。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
并且信那个赏赐、那个寻求他的人哈。
And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这是我们年纪大了，有时候。 你知道有一天呢，我们眼睛会昏花。
When we are at an age, we clearly know that one day our eyes will fail us.
我们耳朵会花尘啊。
Our ears will likewise fail us.
所以，当我们耳朵、眼睛都还好的时候，可以背尽量背。
When we have still have our sight and our hearing, let us memorize the word of the Bible
as much
as we can.
其实哈，到老的时候哈，有时候有一些操练哦。有时候有一些操练。
You know, in old age, sometimes there is training we must undergo.
这个操练有时候我们不喜欢，有时候像病痛的操练。
Sometimes we rather not have this training, like the training of sickness.
有时候我自己观察了哈。
Sometimes, as I observe from my
personal perspective, 真的很多人很喜欢聚会呢。
A lot of people like to come to service.
但是年纪大了，他就要到老人中心去，老人院去了。
But when they are old, they go into a nursing home, a senior home.
他看到弟兄姐妹来访问，他会哭哎。
When they see brothers and sisters visit them, they actually cry.
因为他很想念教会啊。
Because they miss the church dearly.
可是呢，很感谢主，就是说有些人他们背很多东西在心里面。
But so thank God, many brothers and sisters memorize God's word into their
minds. 有的人背很多的诗歌在心里面。
Some people memorize hymns of praise.
有的人背很多的经文在心里面。
Some people memorize Bible verses.
所以主耶稣也常常在他们心里面。
And because of this, Jesus Christ abides
with them. 主耶稣的道常常在他们的心里面。
Always, as the word abides with them.
所以能够背我们就尽量背啊。
While we can memorize, let us then memorize.
至少你也背这句：人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
I encourage you to try at least this verse. So it is impossible to please God without faith.
到神面前来，必须信有神。
If we come before God, we must believe that He is.
也相信那个他会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
好，那这是第十一章哈。
This is chapter 11.
十一章跟十二章都谈信心，对不起。
Chapter 11 and 12, excuse me, talk about faith.
那十二章就是一个结论了哈。
13 is a conclusion.
那所以如果你回去之后。
If after you go home,
你什么都忘记了
you forgot everything that
你就想想希伯来书在讲什么
Then think about what the book of Hebrews is about
你就想两句话就好了
Then just two phrases would be enough to summarize it
更美跟更好啦
It's better and more excellent
更美跟更好
Better and more excellent
就是耶稣所带给我们的是一个更好的天使更好的使者啦天使就是 messenger It's a better messenger 它是一个更好的天使，更好的使者。
What Jesus brings is a better angel. Our angels are messenger. Therefore, he is a better
messenger. 他是一个更好的 savior. 摩西是一个救世的啊，他民族的救星嘛 ，savior 嘛。那耶稣就是一个更好的救主。
Jesus is a better savior. Moses was a savior. He was a deliverer, the hero of his people. Jesus is a better savior.
更美的祭司，更美的祭物，更美的约。
Better priest, a better sacrifice, a better covenant.
所以我们用信心来亲近他。
And we draw close to him by faith.
我们跪下来祷告也要用信心呢。
When we kneel down to pray, we must have faith.
你来参加神训班，你要有信心呢。
You came to NATS because you had faith.
你有病看医生，你也要有信心呢。
When you are sick and you go to the doctor, you must also have faith.
你的信心不在医生上面呢。
But your faith is not built upon the doctor.
我们教有几个医生哦。
In our church, we have physicians.
他说他跟我们见证说，他在手术之前都要特别跑到一个房间，在那边祷告神呢。
And they have testified how before conducting surgery, they go to a little room and there they pray to God.
因为医生只有70%啊。
Because the doctor can only reach 70%.
应该是不是70%？应该是 C 就可以毕业了吧？哈，还是 B？
Is C the graduating grade? I'm not sure.
就是他也不是100%啦哦。
That means they are not 100% effective.
所以我们看医生也要有信心哦。
When we go to a doctor, let us have faith.
你不看医生更要有信心。
If you choose not to go to a doctor, you need even more faith.
所以我们人生无论做什么，没有信本身就是罪。
No matter what we do, if we lack faith, that in itself is a
sin. 我们既然了解耶稣是更美又更好。
If we understand that Jesus is more excellent and better.
我们就要拿出信心来亲近他。
Then let us muster up faith and draw close to him.
所以如果你忘记了回家，希伯来书是什么？就是更美跟更好。
If we go home and forget what the book of Hebrew was about, just think about more excellent and better.
但是40岁以下的要背 structure, 40岁以下的要记住结构。
But those of you who are under 40 need to memorize the outline, the structure.
如果不小心遇到你，我会问你哦。
If you encounter me, who knows? You might be asked on the spot.
问你希伯来书的结构是什么
？I will quiz you. What is the outline of Hebrews?
几章到几章是什么
？What chapter to what chapter deals with what?
你稍微背一下，然后
try to memorize it.
其实你不用背，你就背那个章，那个细节不背了啊。
Just memorize the chapters, not the details.
比如说一章到二章就是。更好的天使啊
！For example, chapter 1 and chapter 2 better than angels.
啊，三章四章是讲摩西哈。
Chapter 3, chapter 4 better than Moses.
四章到七章是讲更好的祭司。
Chapter 4 to 7 better high priest.
八章九章是更好的约。
Chapter 8 and 9 better a new covenant.
好，第十章是更好的祭物。
Chapter 10 better sacrifice.
四十岁以下稍微记一下。
If you're below 40, try to memorize these things.
那我们每一本书都会有一般我们在谈书信的时候，是会谈到它的作者。
Generally speaking, when we talk about books of the Bible, we mention their author.
保罗在新约写的十几本书，他都会谈到自己哈。
Paul wrote 17 books in the New Testament, and he would mention himself again and again.
我们这个读一节做参考。
Let us read.
就是一般的书信，有时候你会看到写信的人是谁。
As a reference, because in the epistles we see who is the author of those
letters. 比如说看哥提摩太前书一章一节。
For example, let us read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
提摩太前书一章一节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
一章一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
接话。第二节
Verse 2
这里很清楚的介绍作者就是保罗
The introduction to the author is clear It is Paul
这个接受这封书信的对象就是提摩太
The recipient of the letter in turn is Timothy
这是一种书信的一个 format 就是信头的一个写法
This is a standard format for a letter and epistle.
就是写信有它的格式了。
That is to say, there is a format to follow when writing a letter.
你们写过 email 吗？对不对
？You all written emails, right?
Email 你们的头怎么写
？How do you start your email?
Dear brother, so and so, 亲爱的主内某某同弟兄姐妹，对不对
？You type brother so and so or sister so and so.
那再来可能就写。愿神的恩惠与平安与你同在。
And then you start, may the grace of the Lord abide with you.
最后你可能会讲以马内利，顺颂以马内利。
You might conclude, praise to God, Emmanuel.
这个信你就寄出去，最后签名哈，信你就寄出去了。
Then you sign your name, hit the send
button. 我们常常提到保罗书信，保罗书信，那其实那个书信本身有一个格式。
We mentioned Paul's epistles, but all the epistles have their format.
我记得我在学校的时候。他们教我们怎么写商业书信。
I remember in school they taught us how to write business letters.
商业书信也有它的开头要怎么写，结尾要怎么写。
Business letters have a standard format for the head and for the foot.
所以我们一谈到书信就有这样的一个结构。
So when we talk about epistles, we can assume this structure.
那希伯来书呢？你开头它就没有一般书信的开头。
However, when it comes to Hebrews and its beginning, there is no such structure to be seen.
它一开始就介绍神就是神，耶稣就是。神荣耀的光辉本体的真相
Right from the opening it is said that Jesus is the brightness and the express image of, Christ, of God
他也没有但是他有一般书信的结尾、哦、
But still it does have the conclusion as of a letter
所以这是希伯来书非常特别的地方
This is a defining feature of the book of Hebrews
我们来读希伯来书十三章
Let us read Hebrews chapter 13
十三章的二十四节、二十五节。
Chapter 13, verses 24, 25.
希伯来书十三章二十四、二十五。
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 24, 25.
真的叫不出来。
I really cannot remember your names. Esther.
如果你看保罗的书信最后都有请安的话。
If you read Paul's epistles, there is often a farewell greeting.
所以他没有一般书信的开头，却有一般书信的结尾。
This book doesn't have the opening of a regular letter, but it does have its farewell.
这个都是 这个都是没有营养的东西了，听听就好。
This is all stuff without much nourishment. Just listen to it as a reference, and that's all.
人家就是这个，就是这是常识了啊，这是常识。
This is just general knowledge.
那我们有时候想，为什么有些书信它记名，那希伯来书就特别不记名呢？
So then we think, why is it that in some epistles the author is expressly mentioned, but not in Hebrews?
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
那个希伯来书哦，特别提到当时的逼迫。
Hebrews mentions the persecution that happened at that particular time.
我们来读十一章。
Let us read chapter 11.
十一章的三十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 35.
三十五节到三十七节。
35 to 37.
三十五节到三十七节。
35 to 37.
宗弟兄，利夫兄。
Brother 宗。
三十七。
37。
患难啊，你啊，字太小了。
Is the writing too small? Chapter 11, verse 35.
跑掉了。
It's gone.
来 ，Patrick， 帮一下忙。
Can you help me?
大夫出征。三十八。
38。
哎，当时的人真的忍受很多的苦难呢。
The people back then underwent many tribulations.
哎，真的有的人被石头打死，有的人被锯锯死。
Some people were stoned to death, sawed to death.
那为了逃跑，披着羊毛、山羊的皮啊，到处奔跑啊。
In order to flee, they wander about in sheepskins.
逃到山洞，逃到旷野。
They went into caves, into the wilderness.
啊，漂流无定啊。
And they wondered about.
所以有人说作者不愿意记名呢，啊，因为当时的逼迫真的是太厉害了。
Some people say that the author would not put his name down because the persecution back then was too strong.
我们刚开始信耶稣的时候，都会以为哈，基督徒都是吃香的喝辣的，什么问题都不会有。
When we believe in Christ, we think that life is smooth sailing, that there will be no problem anywhere we turn.
那有时候看到一些虔诚的基督徒，为什么他的经历这么辛苦呢？
And then we see devout Christians and wonder why is it that their life is so tough.
我这次参加 NCC 听到一个代表在报告。
This time in NCC, I heard a representative giving a report.
是他吗？还是不晓在哪里听到的，就是了。
Was it him or someone else? Anyway, I heard.
那就是教会有一个人生病啊，那他的病的情形呢？啊，影响到啊整个教会有一些人的信心呢。
You know, church was someone who was sick, and their sickness influenced the faith of many people in that church.
那有时候我们真的会觉得说，哇，这个人很虔诚呢，哈。
At times we will think this person loves God so dearly.
你看他无论在聚会、在奉献、在爱神爱人。
They are so zealous, so devout in their offerings, in their love of the fellow man.
可是你看他，哇，怎么好像没有得到，没有。从世人的眼睛看，好像没有得到神特别的恩待，哦。
Look at them from a human perspective, they didn't receive God's blessing.
啊，怎么病这么辛苦，哦。
Why is it that they are allowed to suffer so much?
啊，怎么这么痛。
Why is it that their pain is so strong?
那我们讲，那我们这个神难道是真的还是不是真的？
And then we say, is the God in whom we believe true or not?
那其实我们信耶稣，哦，最重要还是内心的平安，哦。
The reality is that we believe in Christ mainly for the peace in our hearts.
我记得有一个姐妹在受苦的时候，她这样说。
I remember a sister shared this in the midst of her suffering.
她用台湾话讲说，好你家在，咱有信耶稣。
She said in Taiwanese, well, at least I managed to believe in Christ.
好理家在，我们信耶稣了。
Thank God that our family believes in Christ.
虽然很辛苦啊，哈。
Although yes, it hurts. It is a great pain.
但是你还是可以体会到，在这种辛苦当中，主耶稣的安慰。
But still, in the midst of the pain, you can experience the comfort that comes from Jesus.
我们如果比受苦，哈，跟这个时代的人比，真的是怎么比呀？
We compare our suffering to the suffering of the people at that time. What basis of comparison?
我们当中有人被石头打死吗？
Is there any of you who have been stoned to death?
有人被锯锯死吗？
Is there any one of us who have been sawed to death?
有的人需要披着羊皮到处这样子逃命吗？伪装逃命吗？
Does any of us have a need of being disguised or being in sheepskins running about, fleeing for our lives?
所以我们看着圣经，圣经告诉我们，古代的人受的苦比我们更多。
When we read the Bible tells us that the saints of old suffer much more than we do.
当然，主耶稣有时候也给我们恩惠。
Of course, Jesus Christ also gives us his blessing.
有时候也给我们吃苦。
At times, he also gives us moments of
suffering. 但是呢，我们在这样的情况之下呢，就越会抓住那个主耶稣为我们预备那个更美好的故乡。
Under these circumstances, we can grasp more tightly to the home He has promised us above.
所以这本书的作者他没有具名。
The author of this book did not put his name down.
那我小弟也注意到，其实现在很多工人写文章，他们也不想写自己的真实姓名。
I also realize that many workers write articles but do not sign with their real name.
如果你看《圣灵月刊》或是《玛拿》
，If you read Holy Spirit Monthly or Mana Magazine，
有的人他用笔名，他不用真名。
Some people use a pseudonym or pen name instead of their real name.
那有时候这个是给自己的一个自己的想法，可能是给自己告诉我自己，我不想出名了。
At times, this is the person telling themselves, "I don't want any fame. I don't want to be known."
不是说有名字在上面就代表他们本身想要出名，我不是这样的意思啊。
I do not mean the converse. I don't mean that if you write your real name, you want to be famous.
但是有的人呢，他怕这个自己的心哈，也许啦哈，看这可能自己的心没有办法持守，或者是怎么样，他就故意匿名啊。
And some people have some reservations about putting their name down. Maybe they fear becoming proud, so they remain anonymous.
所以有不同的原因啊，很多人会匿名。
There are different reasons to remain anonymous.
但是无论怎么样呢，我们会知道这个作者跟提摩太很熟了。
Yet no matter what, we realize that the author was well acquainted with Timothy.
我们来看希伯来书十三章的二十三节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse
22. 22节，二十三节。
Verses 22 and 23.
二十二节，二十三节。
22 and 23.
十三章二十二节，二十三节。
Chapter 13, verses 22 and 23.
吴姐妹，请你读。
Sister Wu, kindly read for us.
吴宝英姐妹。
Sister Wu, 宝英 please.
所以作者称提摩太为兄弟。
Therefore, the author calls Timothy his brother.
那这个时候，提摩太被释放，这个字呢，有可能这个字有可能是病痛被释放，或者是这个监牢被释放，都有可能是这个字。
There's a mention of freeing of Timothy. It might be freeing from sickness or freeing from prison.
那如果从背景来看，可能是就是外面的破坏了。
From the historical background, it might probably be external persecution.
所以工人被抓起来。
Workers were apprehended back then.
我们知道保罗不晓得被抓过几次了，是吗？
We don't even know how many times Paul was apprehended.
所以提摩太也遇到同样的情形。
And Timothy encountered the same circumstance.
所以至少作者，我们知道作者跟提摩太蛮熟的。
We know at least that the author was familiar with Timothy.
有很多人会觉得希伯来书是保罗写的，但是也有很多人反对。
Some people say that Paul is the author of Hebrews. Some people in turn do not agree with this line of thought.
那为什么有的人会说希伯来书是保罗写的呢？
Why would some people say or advocate that Paul is the author of Hebrews?
因为里面有很多特色跟保罗的特色有像。
There are many defining characteristics in the book of Hebrews that are similar to those mentioned by Paul.
比如说他在写的时候，这个括就是 引用很多旧约的经文、啊、
For example, there's a referencing of many scriptural passages of the Old Testament.
而且他也主张这个因信称义的道理。
There's also the advocacy for justification by faith.
这个因信称义的道理的确是神启示保罗一个很特殊的一个领受。
It was a God who revealed to Paul the very special understanding of justification by faith.
这一节到哪？什么时候结束？
What time does this session end?
十分还是二十分？
Is it a 10 past the hour or 20 past the hour?
20分呢？
20.
好 ，OK. 好，我们来读希伯来书的第十章。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 10.
37节到38节。
Verses 37, 38.
37节到38节。
37 and 38.
这个谁来读啊？
Whom should we ask to read?
淑珍读。
Sister 淑珍。
哦，这个也谈到因信得生哈，因信称义的一个道理。
Mentioned here is justification by faith and the just shall live by faith.
保罗呢，把因信称义的道理写成一本书啊。
And Paul used this theme and wrote an entire book out of it.
我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
哎，不是一章，对不起。
My apologies. It is not chapter 1.
看一下，好，我们都知道，罗马书是在谈因信称义的哈。
All of us know that Romans deal with the topic of justification by faith.
嗯，好，不然我们先把这一节，看一下。我现在不晓得记到哪里去了哈。
Present time, I cannot find this particular verse.
多少？一章多少
？One what?
十七吗
？Seventeen.
看一下。啊，对。
Yes.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
啊，不是，啊，对。啊，我对十七节，十七节。来
，Paul，
请你读一下。
Yes, seventeen. Brother Paul, can you read, please?
好，这边提到义人并因信得生。
Mentioned here is the just shall live by faith.
所以只是提出几点，让大家知道说希伯来书很多，有人说是保罗写的，因为他很多论点呢跟保罗的书信很像。
We just touched upon only a few points just to show why some people say that Hebrews was authored by Paul because of many ideas that are repeated from other places.
尤其是因信称义的道理，的确是他保罗很特殊的启示。
Especially the idea that the just shall live by faith, justification by faith, this was a revelation given to Paul.
那因为有那的确希伯来书是在整个新约书信里面哈。他是用非常优美的希腊文所写的。
Among the books of the New Testament, Hebrews were written with very polished Greek.
所以大家也会联想到保罗了。
And because of that, people automatically think about Paul.
但是如今我们还是不知道。
Yet to present day, we do not know with certainty who the author is.
那我想我们先休息一下。
I think we can take a break now.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.